Today's share in the Dear Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Chaf Vav Omer Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning Simen Shin Samach Dalid, which deals with the halachos of a Mavoi Hamefulash. Now, we begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Mavoi Hamefulash Bishnei Roshav L'Rishus Harabim. You have an alleyway over here, which has at both of its ends, instead of what we've been talking about in the previous simon, where three sides were enclosed and only the fourth side was open to the public domain, here you have the mavui that has two sides that are enclosed by walls, but the front end and the back end, let's say, are open into Rishus Harabim. Or alternatively, Otzad Echod L'Rishus Harabim, one side is open to Rishus Harabim, V'tzido Hasheni L'Karmelis, and the other side is opening into a Karmelis. The Ramah adds, O Hagah, O Shnei Rosh of Pesuchel Lekarmelis. Or alternatively, brings after the Rivash, it could be that both sides are open into a Karmelis. The bottom line is, this is called an alleyway that is through and through. You have an entranceway and an exitway at different ends of the alleyway. So in this situation, in order to be able to matir this area, to be carried within Tzorech Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, the Lechi Okora Mikan, you have to seal off one of the alleyways, the entranceway or the exit from this alley, and you have to do that with the Tzuras HaPesach, and then the other side can be matir like any three-walled alleyway. By making the Tzuras HaPesach, you've essentially made it into three walls. The other side can be matir with either a Lechi or a Korah. Let's look now at the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph. The Chofetz Chaim writes, "Umay Risha also Hamavoi lo haya berachvo shir Rishus Harabim." We're dealing over here with the width of the Mavoi, i.e., the side that is either opened into or leaving from the Mavoi, the open end, doesn't have the width of a Rishus Harabim. In other words, it is not going to be 16 amos wide. And he tells us to remind us what these dinim are of Rishus Harabim. Which, if this were that wide, then it wouldn't have the status of being an alleyway over here. It would have the status of being a Rishus Harabim. Chofetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Mavoi Hamafulush. He says the Ma'irish Lo Yal Berachvo Shir Rishus Harabim. The Hainu Pachos Mitez Zayin Amos. So it has to be less than 16 Amos wide over here. Ken Kosu Aposkim. This is the opinion of the Poskim. Omad the Mahani Betzad Hasheni Lechi. How does the Lechi work over here? Ma'irish Osa Lechi Rochav Achi Yismaid Bioser Mi Eser Amos. He brings out from Tosos that it can't be a total of 10 Amos. If it's more than 10 Amos wide, then you also have a problem, as we've learned with the Mavoi. So if it's less than 16 Amos, but it's more than 10 amos, you have to have the lechi over here that's going to narrow. It's going to have to be a large enough lechi that it will narrow the space to being less than 10 amos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Bay says that you have this through and through alleyway over here, this Mavoi Mefulush, and you need to make one side sealed off halachically by putting up a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzorech Tzuras HaPesach. So Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Bay says, Vatam, the reasoning is, the Ayidei Tzuras HaPesach, via making this Tzuras HaPesach, Nasek Yisosum Demechitza. It now is halachically like a wall over there, and now you have a three-sided enclosure. Meho Tzad, it's totally enclosed from that side halachically. Vahavi Kemavi Sosum Mishlosh Tzadim, and it's now like a mavui that is closed, a mavui sasum, so that it's only open on one side. And therefore, the fourth side, the only open side halachically, is now v'sagi v'tzad hasheni, the lechi or korah. This only open side will be able to be matir with just the lechi or korah, as we've learned in the previous simon. The Mechaber continues, he says, however, aval, in tzido echot pasuch l'shus harabim, if you have a mavui mefulish with one side opening into shus harabim, but the other side, v'tzido hasheni l'chotzer she'ena me'ureves, the other side doesn't open up into a karmelis or a shus harabim, but the other side opens into a chotzer that doesn't have an eruv, then eino tzarech el alechi okora b'shnei rashav. Then you don't need to go and seal off one side. In that situation, you can put a lechi or a kora on each end, either a lechi or a kora on one end or a lechi or a kora on the other end, and that would suffice. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Gimel why this is so. The kivan de hachotzer yesh lo mechitzo, so the chotzer itself is an enclosure that has walls. Hari ein hamavi mefulish. So therefore, the mavi is not called the mavi mefulish. It's not an open end through and through type of a mavi, because it ends in really a closed alleyway. Veino tzarev tzuras hapesach. It doesn't therefore require a halachic wall, because it really does end in an enclosure. It's just not right where the mavi is. El alechi okora would be adequate. Kidei lechalek, in order to just have a separation, from the people that are living in that chotzer that is not part of this mavui, lemavui, with the people of the mavui. Shelo yasu elo alelo. You need some sort of a separation that one side should not asur on the other side. But once you have a separation, so then each side is considered its own enclosure, and therefore this halachically is considered not a mavui mefulish, but it's really a mavui sosum, that it would allow it to be enclosed with either a lechi or a korah. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the opinion of the Bach as brought in the Magen Avraham, as you can see in the Shaarei Tzion Os Gimel. The Yesh Machmir, and there are those that disagree with this, and they say the Davka Lechi Letzad HaChotzer Bo'inon V'lo Korah. They say on the side that is open to the Chotzer, it would only require a Lechi. It would not be adequate if you had a Korah. And this is only allowable if the chotzer doesn't have the right to enter into the mavi. For example, it has an opening into another mavi, and that's how they get out. If, however, this is the exit way for the people from the chotzer to go into this mavi to get out, then in that situation, even if you had a tzuras haPesach and you had doors over there, it would not suffice. Then, if you didn't make a sheet of mavayus over there, then even though you had a tzuras haPesach and you had a door, it would ruin one to the other unless they made a sheet of mavayus. But if they did make a sheet of mavayus, then ein tzorach la'arav klal. Then you wouldn't have to do anything else. As we're going to learn in Shimon Shin Pei Zayin, when they have made a sheet of Mavayos, then you don't need anything else. Chafetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Betzido Asheni, Lechotzer, he says, Mikol Mokum, Kishum Mefulosh Mitzarechot, Lekarpaf, Yosem Ibe Sosayim, Shalokaf Ledira, if instead of opening up into a Chotzer, it opened up into a larger area, Karpaf, there was more than a base Sosayim, but it wasn't Mukaf Ledira, so then Dino Kipasuch Lekarmelis, then it would halachically be viewed not like opening up into a Chotzer, but it would be opening up like into a Karmelis, and you'd require a Tzuras of Pesach over there. He brings us down the name of the Prima Gadim. Then the Chofetz Chaim brings down in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul She'enam Urevis. He says, look in the Taz, that says, Dibim Urevis, if this Chatzir in fact had made its own Erev Chatzeros within that Chatzir, then Ein Tzarech Shum Tikkun Letzad HaChatzir, then you wouldn't need anything on that side. V'hainu, this would be true, Afilu Belo Nishtatfu Im Bnei Amovi, even if they didn't make a Shita from Avayus. Dibish Nitatfu Afilu Kesh Chatzir Einam Urevis Ein Tzarech Afilu Lechi, because if they did make a Shita from Avayus, then you don't need anything over there. He then brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Hochiach, Misim, Shin, Samach, Gimel, Suyaf, Lamed, Aleph, Lehefech. He says the opposite. The Davko, Kishenim, or Erev, only in a situation where they didn't make an Erev, Shenim, Yechon, Letalto, Bifni, Atzbam, Machmas, Chesron, or Erev, when they aren't allowed to go and carry within their own Chatzir because they didn't make an Erev over there. Then, Einam Yecholim L'Aser Abnei HaMavoy, Kish Osu Lechi. Then they can't ruin it for the people in the Mavoy if the people in the Mavoy made a Lechi. However, Avol Imhimu Revis, if they did make an Erev Chatzeros over there, the Mutarm L'Talta B'Fnei Atzman, and they're allowed to go carry in their own Chatzer, then Osrim Elu Al Elu. Then, in fact, the Mavoy would be ruining it for the Chatzer, and the Chatzer people would be ruining for the Mavoy, unless Achi Yishtatfu Yachan Imbnei HaMavoy, until they made a sheet of Mavoyis between the two of them, or Oyasu Tikkun Chatzer Kedin, or they made a total separation over here. The Hainu, Shnei Pasim, Shnei Atzadim, for example, they made a Lechi on each side, or Pas Echad Rochav Arbo, or they made a Pas of at least four Tvachim, as we've already learned, and the Chayim Mitzadi Gam came Prima Gadim. This is also the opinion of the Prima Gadim. Finally, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maslut Ein Tzorech El Alechi Okora brings down from the Maimon Mordechai, who says, "Bimitshuvas Haran Hamuva Beis Yosef Mashma Shecholek Al Dinze." He disagrees with this Halacha. In any event, we now go on to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Haga V'cholze." Everything that we just said till now, Sheyesh Lo Tenoyim Hamuvorim Leel Simin Shin Samachimul Sif Chavav B'Din Mavui. That which we're talking about here, a mavui mefulish, it has to be a mavui, which by definition we've learned in the previous simon, in Shin Samach Gimel, and specifically in Siv Chavav, it has to have all the requirements of being a mavui. Even if it's mefulish, it still has to be a mavui over here, which means that it has to have batim and chatzeros opening up into it. Avolim eino rak kechatzer, but if it doesn't have that, and it's really a chatzer, then tzorech tikkun chatzer mishnei tzadav, then it won't be allowed to have the more lenient rules of a mavui applied to it, then you need to have the more stricter rules of a chatzer applied to it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Dalet, wrote Lomar, the Ramah is telling us here, she'ein lahamavui tunoiv hamavarm le'el, if it doesn't have all the requirements or prerequisites of being called a mavui, nimimela dino rak kechatzer, then it has the more strict halachic status of a chatzer, and therefore v'alkein, even if it went into a Rishus HaRabim on both ends, and many people could go back and forth over here, then it would still suffice to have just the tikkun of the chotzer on both sides, which would be which again, as we said, would have a pas on each side, or a pas rochav arbo, or a pas that has four tvachim, a single pas. However, if you look in Dirshu footnote number one, he says the Chazon Ish doesn't understand this. He's Tom Alvarv. He doesn't understand the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sheim Yesh Lamavi Shtei Mechitzos Prutus Lagamri. If the Mavi is open on both ends, people from the Rishus Rabim can go right into it, and vice versa. So then he says, in this situation, it's Prutus Lagamri. It's totally open. Vaday Shu Karmelis. This has the halachic status of a Karmelis, the low Rishus Ayochid, and not as a Mavi. Also Lataltobo, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to go and be Metaltal in this area. And we only find that a chotzer is allowed to be matir over here by having the pas on the one side and pas on the other side, or the four tafach pas. You need to have an enclosure on three sides, and the opening side then can be matted either with the two pasin or the larger single pas. But if it only has two walls, only two sides are enclosed, then it won't help you to go and enclose the other side over here with the lechi on each side. And he continues in his footnotes, this opinion of the Chazon Ish is explained also by the Rishonim, specifically Tosos, the Rashba, the Ran, and the Miri. However, the Ritva seems to explain like the Mishnah Berurah has explained over here. In any event, the Chazon Ish understands Ramo as follows. He says, on one side it's open to Rishus Rabim, it's open on the other end into an enclosed chotzer. It's an enclosed area, it's not open to the public. And it didn't make an eruv to itself, nor with the people in the mavi. So therefore, they don't ruin it for the people in the mavi because they're not allowed to carry in the chotzer themselves. And only in this way can you go and use the shnei pasim on each side in order to go and correct it. The Dirshu footnotes continue and discuss this in more detail, and they conclude with the statement that the Shulchan Aruch Harav seems to hold over here like the Mishnah Berurah did, albeit there is even some discussion as to maybe he holds really like the Chazon Ish. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Rishus Harabim Atzma Eino Niteres Ela Bilosos. If you have over here a Rishus Harabim and you want to enclose it, you can only do that with doors. And these doors must be able to be closed at night. The Mechaber says, V'hu Shinin Olos Balayla. They have to be able to be closed at night. What exactly are we talking about? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Hey. The Hainu Rechovos, we're talking here about if you have a street, for example, that's wide, Ushvakim, or these markets, Harechovim Tes Zayin Amma, that they're 16 Amma or more wide, Umufuloshim Mishar Lishar, and they're enclosed on two sides, and they go to a gate on one end and a gate on the other end, Ukidel Basim Shin Mem Hey Siv Zayin, as we've already learned previously in regards to what is Rishus HaRabim. And as well, look over there. By Inshom Siv Ches Vites, the Yesh Od Mine Rishus Harabim. There are other rules as to what makes something into Rishus Harabim. So in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Vav, it can only be sealed off over here if you make a door in the two open ends, Mikan Umikan, on each of the two sides. So again, let's picture the structure over here. We have a marketplace or a wide road, and you have walls or enclosures on the two opposite sides, and then the two ends are open, and you want to enclose them, so you must use doors. As the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, by doing this, you've turned this area into a chotzer that's used by the rabbin, and therefore you can carry with it if you enclose it properly. However, if you didn't use doors, if you just made a tzuras ha-pesach on the ends, that would not work. And this would be true, even if on both ends you made a tzuras ha-pesach, that would not halachically close in this area. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down, however, V'yesh Poskim, this is the Sharet Zion, Os Zayin is brought down in the name of the Rashba and the Ritva, and is Mashm also Das of the Ri and Tosfos. The Sfiruluhu, the Sagi Bedeles, Mitzad Echot, Kishin Nelis B'layla, it would be adequate if you had on one side a door to close at night. The Ein Zerishus Harabim, Kivin Shomonea Rabim, Milavor Mishar Lishar, because even one door closing off at night would be adequate to prevent the people from going in and out. B'sagi Mitzad Hasheni B'lechi Okor, and therefore the other end, since you have three enclosures over here, the other end would be satisfied if you just had a Lechi or a Korah by it. Ukmo B'alma, Hechashie Shalosh Mechitzah Shlemos, like in any other situation where you have three sides enclosed, and the fourth side can be enclosed with either a lechi or a korah. So this Yesh Poskim is a much more lenient opinion. Dirshu footnote number two brings down, what happens if the door doesn't really have a tzuras ha-pesach to it? It's just the door, but it is removable. There is no tzuras ha-pesach over there. So here's a machlokis. He brings down from the Chassam Sofer, and as well the Ponim Iros, and the Shelus Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, should the losos matiros gam main tzuras ha-pesach, that a door in and of itself would work, Shahadelis, Nosenis, Lepirtz, Hashem Pesach, that by putting a door there, you're making it into an opening. And Goderis is a Pirtzah Gamshi Psucha, and it halachically closes it off, even if it's open. However, it brings down from the Pinos Habayis that he disagrees. And this also seemed to be the opinion of the Chazon Ish. She'ein delosos mo'ilos lahati rishus harabim. You can't put up a door over here if it doesn't have a tzuras of Pesach. But while the door is there, even if it doesn't have a tzuras of Pesach, it can work as a mechitza. But when the door is open, then it won't work as a mechitza. And if there's no tzuras of Pesach, it doesn't work at all. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin. Shenenolos belayel, it has to be able to be closed at night. Shaidei zen is batel mimeno shem rishus harabim, because if it's closed at night, so then it removes from itself the status of being rishus harabim. Sheino doma ledigle midbar shayo pasuach kol shah, as opposed to in the midbar where we get our definition of the rishus harabim, that was open all the time, it never was enclosed. And by closing it off in this way with a door that's shut at night, you've removed it from being the status of a real rishus harabim. The issue footnote number 5 asks the question, Tzorech had losos yu ninolos kol alayla, o shedai bekach shiu ninolos rak b'Shabbos? Do they have to be closed every night, or is it enough it was just closed on Shabbos? He brings down from the Kuntres, the losos hachadoshos, shed the sefer gale yam, in this sefer, he brings down, sha'af imenu ninolos ele b'Shabbos mutter. It would be adequate if it was only enclosed on Shabbos, even if it was open all week long. But he does bring down from Rashi and Warren Erevin, Shad losos yuninolos b'chol laila. They have to be closed every night. The chen kasu arzarua. This is also the opinion of the arzarua and the Bach. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins as well this way. Uladaitim, according to all of these opinions, yesh liayin im rov leilos hashavua nechshavim b'chulo. If you did it on most of the nights, is that satisfy this requirement? The chen kamazman shetzarach yinu b'chol laila. And also, does it have to be closed all night of each of those nights? So these are left unanswered. Do the doors have to be closed with a lock? So the Sefer Dalsos Shar Ha'ir writes down, Shalot Tzorech Shadalsos Yin Alu B'Mavtech. It doesn't have to be closed with a lock. It's adequate if it's just closed. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dira Maskel V'Hushin Nolz V'Layla says, if you don't have these doors closed over here, and even if you have a Tzorech HaPesach alone, you would be Chai V'Chatas if you carried in this area. The Osu Rabim Mavat L'Michitzosu, because the fact that the Rabim can go through over here, that removes any status of being closed over here, and this would be carrying Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim, and you'd be Chai V'Chatas. Let's go on to the rest of the Mechaber now. The Mechaber continues and brings down a more lenient opinion. Until now, we just said they have to be able to be closed at night. But now he brings down the Yesh Omrim. He says that there is an opinion in the Bir Hagola Osei. This is from the Rambam. This Yesh Omrim says, Afu Pishenu Ninolos, if the doors can't be closed, they still are good. Avo Tzorek Shiu Re'uyos Linol, but at least they have to have the potential to be closed. They don't have to be closed, but they at least have to have the potential to be closed. Shema Yibushok Swafer, if they were in fact locked in the dirt, in other words, they weren't able to move because they're closed into the dirt, so then, Mefano Son, you have to take them out. Mesakno Shiruz Linol, you have to be able to make them be allowed or capable of being closed, and then, even though they're not closed right now, they still can function as a valid mechitza. And then the achar she'osu lo tikun delosos. Once you've made these corrections over here and fixed this up in a way that it could close, chashuv v'kula chotzer achas. Now you've basically made this area into to be considered halachli a chotzer. Ve'ein mivoseh tzrichin tikun, and you don't have to make any other tikun over here. Mishbur Sivkot and Ches explains, Midehetik HaMechaber Deir Rishon B'Stoma, since the first opinion was brought down plain, V'deah Shnia B'Shem Yesh Omrim, and the second one, he brings down the Rambam's opinion as a Yesh Omrim, Mashma D'Dato K'deah HaRishona. The Mishbur over here is telling us that the Mechaber is passing like the first opinion, the stricter opinion. V'Nei Midiri HaShulchan Aruch Muchach D'Ein Mo'arvim Rishus HaRabim K'yim B'Losos. Therefore, we only can make an enclosed area of Rishus HaRabim over here if you have doors. U'Bayarishlano, he says, nowadays, however, the cities that we have, Shemin we don't have doors, we have a tzuras of Pesach. Even though they are wide enough that they would be considered a rishus harabim in their width, and they go through and through. And in fact, many people go through that way. It should be considered a full rishus harabim. We learned the alkoch, the somin, ala yeshomim, shebesimin shimim hev, the rishus harabim lo hevi elo imkain shishim ribo bokim bo. Therefore, relying on the opinion that it's only called the real Rishus HaRabim if you have the 600,000 people going through it. V'zein HaMotzin, that's very unusual, and therefore that's why we rely upon the source of Pesach, like bringing this down the name of Prima Gadim. However, he says, Omnam, the MS Habri Rishon Chokim La Yeshom ran out. Many people disagree and say you don't need 600,000 people to be Rishus HaRabim. Kimoshe Kosam Lushom Nesimin Shem Heves, we've learned, Valkain, Aftein Limchos Lachair Hanogim Lohokel Ayidei Tzurus HaPesach, even though you don't have to go and protest against the people that do rely upon this lenient opinion, Shekein Nogum Yolam Apidas HaPoskim HaKilim, since they're relying upon great poskim, Mikol Mokom, Kol Bal Nefesh Yachim Yerli Atzmo, Shelo Yitalta Ayidei Tzurus HaPesach Levad, don't rely upon just using this source of Pesach, but you should in fact have the losos. Ayin Adibir HaLocha, further discussion. With this, we conclude today's shir.